8. And one more time, 772-485-9098. Be there on the 12th and expect your healing.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Look at somebody right now, tell them, God's really getting it ready to take over. Now, he's always been in control, but he's about to take over. You understand? I mean, you can be in control of something, but not have taken it over. He's about to take over. We started with a series with a message entitled Apostolic Warriors, taking a look into the life of the commander Jehu, who was commissioned to destroy Ahab and his kingdom, he and Jezebel. We looked at his life, how as a captain, he was a commander. He was commissioned. He took back the land of Revelation. The first encounter he had was with the prince Joram, whose name means exalted one. He then took out Ahaziah, whose name means one that has taken possessions. We looked at how God's going to cause us to pursue, to overtake, and to recover all. Amen? That's in our destiny. We're going to recover some things. Tonight I want to talk to you with what I've entitled, The Heavens Declare. Because we've been talking about the opening of a portal, a window in heaven, a door. You can call it what you want, but the heaven is opened. And that's significant for us, the church. It means a time of great favor. It does. It means a time of great victory, a time of conquest. That's why we must labor now to bring ourselves and all that surrounds our life into an apostolic order. Amen. We don't want to miss this time of visitation, this time that God has designated with the open heaven. I want tonight, I'm going to release some prophetic utterance to you tonight. Now, again, many times when prophecy goes forth, you have to catch it. You might not even remember it all. Just let it hit your spirit. Ask God, Lord, put it in my spirit. My memory might not be all that at holding it, but let my spirit hold it. Amen? That's better anyway. It'll come to your mind if it's in your spirit. But if it just gets caught in your head, it's just knowledge, hid knowledge. So we're going to take a look at that tonight. But there's a number of things that the heavens are declaring. Now, because the heavens are declaring, because there is an open portal, there's an opening. Tell somebody it's a time of blessing. Come on, tell somebody I'm blessed. With health, wealth, love, peace, and joy. I'm not struggling like the world is struggling. I'm not afraid like the world is afraid. Amen. I'm not getting beaten down like the world is getting beaten down, not knowing which way to turn. We already know where our help comes from. We know in whom we believe. We know whose we are. Amen. We know what our destiny is. And it's a time of favor. God's time to favor you. Now, understand, when we talk about these last days, there's 7 years, the Joseph Company, there were 7 years of the fatted cow. I trust that we understand how to handle increase, how to handle what God brings into our hands in the way of increase, so that we do not squander it on extravagance or on foolishness. But the heavens right now are declaring. You know, the Lord spoke to me into my spirit, and just take this for, you can take it for your own, but we just entered into the third month of 2017. And you know, in the first of the year, that I shared with you that God had given to me concerning 2017 and the 37th chapter of Genesis, 20 plus 17 equaling 37, going to chapter 37, and you start and you see that Joseph is 17 and he's starting on his journey to become a prime minister and start a Joseph company, establish a Goshen, a place for the people of God to be safe when God brought destruction on the nation of Egypt. Well, this evening the Lord spoke to me and said, this is the third month of 2017. What's 3 plus 17? It would equal 2020. He said, starting this month, my people's eyesight is going to sharpen. You're going to begin to see things in God. Come on, give God a praise like you mean it. Like not like you uncertain. I said you got to catch this thing. Don't try to put it there. Catch it in your spirit. Say, oh, that's me, that's me, that's me. 2020, you're going to see clear what you've not seen clearly. What you've hoped for. It's going to come into sight. You see, you won't have to hope for that you see. You didn't catch that. See, you've been hoping and you've been believing for it. You've been having faith for it, but why do you yet hope for that you see? In other words, God's bringing it to you. You're going to see it, and you're going to see it clearly, and you're going to see how God has brought it, and you're going to see that you can have it, and you're going to see that it is your destiny, and you're going to see that God is not a man that he would lie. You're going to see that God is doing just what he promised he would do. Somebody shout 2020. Starting this month. Somebody say, right now. Those spiritual cataracts are falling off. Somebody gonna have to get rid of their spiritual glasses. Because you're gonna see clearly. I hear the Holy Spirit say he's gonna give us night vision. You ever seen soldiers on the ground, when they put these night goggles on, they see everything. They see a grasshopper hopping in the dark. So see, doesn't matter how dark it gets, we're going to be able to see clearly. See, because both day and night are the same to God. I want you to catch that. 2020, God said you're going to see clearly. And you're going to see because it's come to you. Romans says, why do we yet hope for that we see? If we see it, we have no need to hope for it anymore. There's something sovereign that's moving toward you, and it requires you to rest. Tell somebody to let go and let God have his way. Get ready. I'm telling you, get ready. You're going to see clear. You're going to see clearly. And with seeing, you're going to know how. You're going to see how this thing is working. You're going to see prophetic words that God spoke to you a long time ago coming into manifestation. You didn't know how it was going to happen. You didn't know where it was going to come from. But all of a sudden, God's going to let you see that he's been faithful, that he's true to his promise, that he's immutable. He's God and he doesn't change. Amen. And nothing, tell somebody right now, nothing can stop it. The spirit realm, write this down. Number one, the spirit realm is accessible to you because the heavens are open. The spirit realm is accessible, not like it was before. God's doing a new thing. I say, God's doing a new thing. He's drawing us nearer to him than we've ever been before. The spirit realm is accessible to you. If you'll get me on the screen, Psalms 110 verse 1, I want to show you just some examples of how accessible this realm is to us. You've heard me say in time past that the veil between this realm, this fourth dimension and that fifth dimension, is going to be so thin that there'll be times you cross over and you won't know whether you are in the spirit or in the flesh. Psalm 110 verse 1 says, "The Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool." The psalmist. Look what he says. "The Lord said unto my Lord." That's not just poetry. The psalmist, David, is caught up into the spirit realm. And he's hearing a conversation. The father's talking to the son. And he's telling the son, "Sit thou here at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool." It's not something David just thought up or just being poetic. He was caught up into that realm. In other words, the heavens or the spirit realm was accessible to him. And he heard the Lord speak to his Lord and say, "Sit thou here at my right hand." Are you hearing? Again, the spirit realm will be accessible to you. The heavens are opened. Number, Roman numeral 1, because I got a bunch of these here. You are going to now hear the voice of God like you've never heard it before, and you will live by it. The grace to hear and to live by it is your portion. Matthew chapter 4 and verse 4. Get that, if you will, on the screen. Say Matthew chapter 4 and verse number 4. You've read this before, but I want you to catch something maybe you've not caught or paid much attention to as we speak tonight prophetically. Jesus was speaking to the devil, and he said, "But he answered and said unto him, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God." I just want to read that. "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." And many of us have held that to just being the written word. Okay, we live by the written word. But notice what he says here. "But by every word that proceeds." There's an ongoing conversation. See, God is speaking right now. He's spoken his word, but he's up in your situation. And he's talking to you about your situation. Not thuses and thous. Amen. But he's talking to you about where you are right now. And what's going to happen is you're going to hear him. Why? The heavens are open. Anybody that has an ear to hear, the Bible says, hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. We have an ear. Tell somebody, I have an ear. I can hear. The heaven is open. See, there's a proceeding word. It's not just the logos. It's the rhema. See, the logos is settled. But God will talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.
You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
Tune in every Wednesday at 4 p.m. for Team Martech, local professionals serving our community. Listen to a financial advisor, local attorney, independent insurance agent, mortgage broker, realtor, and certified public accountant. They discuss issues and answer questions of interest to you. That's Team Martech, Wednesdays at 4 p.m. on WCNO.
Welcome to Family Matters, a daily look inside the real world of parents and their children. I'm your host, Paul.